26. Common Health Problems. Dialogues. Beginner.
Billy, you don't look too well. Maybe you should take the day off school.
But Mom, today we're playing football. I love football.
You've got a fever, and playing football isn't a good idea for a boy with a fever. What's that on your arm?
I don't know. It was there when I woke up this morning.
It's a rash. I'd better take you to see the doctor. How did you get that bruise on your leg?
I bashed it against the chair in my room.
Does it hurt?
A little, but not much.
Here, put this wet towel on your face to keep your temperature down. I'll take you to the doctor's after breakfast.
If I'm better this afternoon, can I go to school?
If you are better, but I doubt you will be.
Intermediate.
Have you seen Bill recently?
Yes, he's in hospital with a bad back. One morning, he just couldn't get out of bed. His wife called an ambulance and they took him to hospital. He's been there for a few days now.
Daisy's in hospital too. She got food poisoning last week. She thinks she got it from some bad seafood.
You have to be very careful with seafood. It tastes lovely, but it often causes upset stomachs. Have you heard anything from Tom?
He's fine, but he had a fever last week. He probably just had a cold.
He might be allergic to pollen. My niece is allergic to pollen. It seems like she has a cold, but in fact it's her allergy.
I see. My niece just flew back from Australia to visit. She's got jet lag now. She's just resting today, but will probably go out somewhere tomorrow.
It's nice that she's back for a while. Thinking of all these ailments, I got a splinter the other day. It took a long time for me to get it out of my skin. Look.
Oh, your hand is still sore. You should put some ointment on it to stop the swelling.
That's a good idea. You've got a nasty bruise on your hand.
Yes, I banged it against the cooker yesterday. It really hurt, but it's okay now. The bruise will disappear soon.